You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 577 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brett Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. A ton of stuff to get to this week, but I'll start things off with this year's Juno winner for Blues Album of the Year. From her 2022 sophomore release, Long River, this is Ottawa's Angelique Francis with Snow Rage.
Hit me!
Rage.
Now you heard the T-bone shuffle, and you heard the Texas hop, and you got down at the checkerboard lounge with the whiskey on the rocks. Now fasten up your seatbelt for a Mississippi jam featuring the one and only Cottonmouth Man.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from his final studio album, 2013's Grammy-nominated Cottonmouth Man, we had the late, great James Cotton with the title track, featuring Joe Bonamassa on guitar and Daryl Newlich on vocals. Harmonica legend James Cotton passed away 6 years ago Thursday, March 16th, 2017, in Austin at 81. James Cotton moved to West Memphis and made his first recording with Howlin' Wolf when he recorded with Sun Records in 1952. Cotton recorded two songs himself for Sun Records in December of 53, and two more the month after they were released in April of 1954. But Cotton's big break didn't come from Sun Records. It came when Muddy Waters needed a harmonica player for a Memphis show in 1954 after Junior Wells had left the band. James Cotton spent the next 12 years playing with Muddy Waters. James Cotton went solo in 1966, and over the next 50 years was nominated for 10 Grammy Awards, winning for Best Traditional Blues Album in 1996. James Cotton played Macho three times and was nominated for 31 Blues Music Awards, winning 10 times. Over the last 20 years of his life, health problems and surgeries had silenced his singing voice, but with a never-ending group of guest vocalists and musicians lining up to play with him, James Cotton continued to record and tour. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2006. Before that, from their new release, Live in Loveland, recorded in Loveland, Ohio in 2020, we had Boston's GA20 with I Let Someone In. And I got this week's Rock and Blues Show started off with Ottawa's Angelique Francis and Snow Rage from her Juno-winning sophomore release, Long River. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from her 2022 Juno-nominated Hold On to Love, this is Toronto's Shakura Saida with Ain't Got Nothing on Me.
You're walking fast, I'm marching slow. You're watching me as I go. Your lips tell lies, your eyes show fear. Your ignorance got us here. Took their son, you stole their child, you chased them down 10,000 miles. We'll sing our song until our side, till you won't have nowhere to hide.
Yeah. There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past, the summit of surf punk, rockabilly, and garage, and it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program we call the Downlighter's Crypt, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Closing out that set from his new debut release, Dog Bites Back, we had Florida's Dire Davis with Trainwreck. Before that, from his new EP, Breakless Heart, we had Calgary's Brett Spaulding with One in the Head. And I got that set started off with Toronto's Shakura Saida and Ain't Got Nothing on Me from her Juno-nominated Hold On to Love. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, legendary guitarist Ry Cooder turned 76 on Wednesday. He was born March 15, 1947 in Los Angeles. He began his music career in 1963 and over the years has proven himself a musical shapeshifter who's as comfortable and proficient playing blues and rock and roll as he is at reggae, Dixieland, folk, or gospel. Ry Cooder has been nominated for 15 Grammys, winning 7 times, and has played with the likes of the Rolling Stones, Captain Beefheart, Little Feat, Wanda Marcos Gonzalez, and Taj Mahal. In 1997, Ry Cooder produced and performed with Cuba's legendary Buena Vista Social Club on their self-titled debut. The 14-track Grammy-winning classic was recorded in Havana in 6 days. On Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time, in 2003, Ry Cooder ranked number 8, and on their 2011 revised list, number 31. From 1974's Paradise and Lunch, this is Ry Cooder with Fool for a Cigarette, Feeling Good.
Mm, wanna smoke it. Lord, I'm a fool for a cigarette.
Out of sight. Got enough money in my pocket for a meal and a pint, but I ain't got you, and that's just not right. Got a good set of wheels, it's a real fine car.